This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, the 8th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm day across Israel. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies, while Tel Aviv is a bit cloudy. Haifa is seeing a gentle breeze, making for pleasant conditions. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran launches a missile barrage towards Israel following a ceasefire agreement, according to the Jerusalem Post from earlier today. Also, the U.S.-Iran ceasefire poses a significant domestic challenge for Netanyahu, as reported by France 24 earlier this hour. Also this hour, Israel accelerates Arrow missile production, with the system intercepting numerous ballistic projectiles, as noted by JNS just in. Separately, one attacker was killed and two injured in a gunfight outside the closed Israeli consulate in Istanbul this morning, as covered by Forward. And finally, Jewish groups condemn Trump's threat against Iran, stating that a whole civilization will die, reported by JTA from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. You, Net News, reported earlier today that opposition leader Lapid criticized the ceasefire with Iran, calling it a failure for Netanyahu. Meanwhile, IsraelRadar_com posted, citing the IDF, that fewer than 10 missiles were fired by Iran before the ceasefire following Israeli airstrikes. Avigdor Lieberman, an Israeli politician, warned that the ceasefire gives Iran time to regroup, suggesting future conflicts could be more costly. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the missile barrage from Iran, the Jerusalem Post reports this follows the recent ceasefire agreement. Sirens blared across Israel's southern, central, and northern regions. This development underscores the fragile nature of the ceasefire and keeps tensions high in the region. Turning to the U.S.-Iran ceasefire's impact on Israeli politics, France 24 reports this development poses a significant challenge for Netanyahu. Domestic critics argue it complicates his political standing. This situation may impact his ability to govern effectively amid ongoing security concerns. Meanwhile, Israel's acceleration of Arrow missile production comes as a response to increased missile threats. According to JNS, the system has successfully intercepted several projectiles from both Iran and Yemen. This move aims to bolster Israel's defense capabilities in an increasingly volatile region. In Istanbul, a gunfight erupted outside the Israeli consulate, as reported by Forward. The consulate was closed at the time, and one attacker was killed. This incident highlights ongoing security challenges for Israeli diplomatic missions abroad. Finally, Jewish groups are reacting strongly to Trump's recent remarks about Iran. JTA reports that these groups are drawing parallels to historical threats against specific communities. This rhetoric raises concerns about escalating tensions and the potential for conflict. Turning to business and markets. First, Maariv warns of potential threats to Israel's energy grid, citing Iranian threats of attacks on power stations. This situation underscores vulnerabilities in the region's infrastructure. Separately, CTEC highlights Israel as a standout investment destination in a fragmented world. The report emphasizes Israel's growth and resilience as key factors attracting global investors. And finally, Ynet Business reports on an Israeli startup aiming to electrify freight rail affordably. Voltify's innovative approach could transform rail energy consumption and reduce costs significantly. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 11 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.